This year you will suffer no loss.
Gap TV, RCC Dubai TV channel.
Connected.
Beautiful as pure gold. Everything was quiet and still. The splendor has never been told. Then some lightning struck my eyes, and to my great surprise, I saw one who filled the skies, and what he told me gave me a thousand cries. And this was what he said: why did you not do all I said? A few, and then wow. Why did you not do all I sent you to do? You did a few and then withdrew and turned to the things that mattered. Why did you not do all I sent you to do? Why did you not do all I sent you to do?
Hallelujah. For about 10 years, this has been the most important message of my life every year. So, I feel privileged to be here again. Thank God. And I thank Daddy for the opportunity. Every knee must bow. Can we say it together? Every knee must bow. Can we say it again? Every knee must bow. As I prayed and prepared for this meeting, there were a number of things that came to my heart. Number one, this particular team will not just be militant, you will be military. Because when you are militant, you just fight. Whether you are organized or not organized, you just fight. But when you are military, you fight when it is necessary. A really trained soldier uses force as the ultimate resort. A really trained soldier doesn't fight all the time. So this team will be military, not militant, in the name of Jesus Christ. So God has chosen you for worship and for warfare. For worship and for warfare. And I would like you to pay special attention, because I asked God to send me to somebody in particular. And I'm sure you are that person. I'm sure that I am sent to you. And I want you to listen very attentively to the things that we are going to say in the next few minutes. You see, the key to what God wants you to do, the real key is humility. That's the central key. It is not agility. It is not ability. It is humility. Because what God is sending you to do, only God can do it. And if only God can do it, then what counts above every other thing is your humility, more than your agility and your ability. And may the Almighty God help us to respond effectively to Him in the name of Jesus Christ. So Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 11 is key. I'm sure you all have the pamphlet of this message, because I'm going to take about 4 out of the 18 scrolls. So you can go home and look at the other scrolls. All those scrolls came as I was praying about this meeting. But I will deal with 4 of them that I think are central to what God wants to be delivered to us this morning. Philippians chapter 2. Let's read from verse 5. Philippians chapter 2 from verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. Verse 8. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. May the Almighty God today grant you the grace to bear necessary shame, the grace to bear necessary pain, the grace to go the extra mile, and the grace to go the ultimate mile in the name of Jesus Christ. These things I've mentioned are very crucial if you want to hit the peak of what God has purposed for your life. If you want to operate in the peculiar calling that this team has, to bring you to a point where you rise like a spiritual general, there has to be the readiness to bear shame, because he made himself of no reputation. As long as we hang around our reputations, we cannot hit the level of promotion that God has purposed for us. As long as we cannot bear the pain that is necessary for the advancement of the gospel, we cannot hit the point that God has purposed for us. In fact, many times I think about it, and as I pray, and as I wonder, what is it that is preventing the sanctification that is overflowing effectively in the world?
It is because we are afraid of shame and we are afraid of pain. We are too much clung to our reputation, and we are too much clung to our pleasure, our comfort zone. May the Lord grant you every shame it is in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever necessary pain that you will require for the advancement of the gospel, may the Lord grant you to bear it in the name of Jesus Christ. Shall we rise and pray and say, Father, help me, Lord. I dedicate myself to you as a soldier of the cross, because every knee must bow, and I am ready to partner with you in it. Whatever shame I have to bear, for every knee to bow. Whatever reputation I have to put aside, for every knee to bow. Whatever pain I have to bear, for every knee to bow. Whatever extra mile I have to go, for every whatever ultimate mile I have to go. Father, grant me the grace in the name of Jesus. Let's go ahead and pray in the name of Jesus Christ. The grace to put reputation aside, the grace to bear shame, the grace to bear pain, whichever one is necessary for the advancement of the gospel. And I say it again, the grace to bear shame, the grace to bear pain, the grace to go the extra mile, the grace to go now with the Lord Jesus Christ, we have to do what he has done. Let's ask the Lord for that grace, that by this message the Lord Almighty will plant in our hearts and in our lives that grace, that grace, that grace, to make ourselves of no reputation for the gospel to be advanced. We'll bear whatever pain it takes for the gospel to advance. We'll go the extra mile for the gospel to advance. We'll go the ultimate mile for the gospel to advance. Please talk to the Lord. Ask the Lord for grace. And ask him for grace sincerely, with an open heart, with an open mind. Soldiers are not called to comfort. They are called to war. They are called to bear shame wherever it's necessary. They are called to bear pain wherever it's necessary. They are trained to go the extra mile, and they are they will walk and they will not faint. Let's receive grace from the Lord. All knees must bow. Whatever shame it takes, whatever pain it takes, whatever extra mile it takes, whatever ultimate mile it takes, all knees must bow. They must bow to Jesus. Whatever it will cost us, let's receive grace from God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Please. So in our introduction, I'm calling you to partnership with the Lord Jesus Christ. The call this morning, I'm calling you in particular to war, spiritual warfare. I'm calling you to the application of force Because the kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. What God wants you to do will not be achieved by convenience. It will be achieved by force. It's a call to force. We are saying all knees must bow. We are saying that it will be enforced. And it will not just happen automatically. Knees don't bow automatically. They bow by force. And that all knees must bow. Because the critical question this morning is, yes, the scriptures cannot be broken. What God has said will stand. And it will be done. It will be achieved. All knees must bow. Whether we like it or not. Whether the devil likes it or not. Whether the world likes it or not. All knees must bow, because it has come out of the mouth of God. God has said it, that at the name of Jesus, that every knee should bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. That is the truth, and it must happen. No matter what happens, it will happen. How many of those knees will bow because of you? How many of them will bow because of you? But all knees must bow. If you do nothing about it, all knees will finally bow. Whether you do something about it or not doesn't matter. You have to do something about it just for your own sake. If you like, relax. Say, I will do nothing. All knees, God will bring it to pass. Nothing can stop it, because God has said it. That is why the question comes to you. What will be your role? How many knees will bow because of you?
May the Almighty God enlarge your coast in the name of Jesus Christ.
There is a cross to bear. From what the Lord Jesus Christ said, He said, the harvest truly is plenteous. The harvest is everywhere. So the problem is not the harvest. The problem is that the laborers are few.
Is you have been ordained because of position. It is primarily because of function. It is not for fame. So anything that generates double mind, that generates fear, anything that makes you feel, yes, this is taking me to where my benefits will increase, my pay will increase, please kill that idea. God is calling you to war. He's calling you to force. I remember when I was a soldier, one of the days they made us to walk on barefoot under the hot sun for between 5 and 10 miles. And when we got back, the commanding officer told us, he said, "We did this for your survival." He said, "Because you may get to the war front and you might have to do this to survive. That is why you have passed through this training. All the training you have passed through to come to this point is not in vain. It is not for higher pay. It's not for us. It's for you to be effective and accomplish all that God created you for. Everything in the mind of God for you is what God wants you to accomplish. And whatever it takes to do it, receive the grace for it in the name of Jesus Christ. All knees must bow, and I must contribute to it. All knees must bow, and you must contribute to it. We receive that grace in the name of Jesus Christ. Effective and accomplish."
And there was nothing. And there was nothing we contributed. There was nothing we. Almighty God, help you and grant you personal access to His nature, personal access to His power.
You have to own your responsibility. Own your responsibility. God can take you and make you to be doing whatever He wants you to do, whether you like it or not. But that's not how we were created. We're not created as robots. We are not zombies. We are moral agents who have the right of choice. We make up our minds what we want to do. And God will see you making your choice. He will be there and be watching you. When you make your choice, you also choose the consequences. So you have a responsibility to this statement. All knees must bow. Please, can you say it again? All knees must bow. Please say it loud. All knees must bow.
You have a responsibility in it. You have a role. We'll just look at a few of them. In your scroll, number one, the minister who lacks the passion to conquer cannot grow beyond the mediocre. The minister who lacks the passion to conquer cannot grow beyond the mediocre. He cannot become a spiritual general. He might as well remain a recruit, maybe a private. Maybe if he advances too much, a lance corporal.
The minister who lacks the passion to conquer cannot grow beyond the mediocre. Your mentality affects your spiritual productivity. The Bible says, "Let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus." That means it's a possibility for us to have the same kind of mentality. If that statement is real to you, that all knees must bow, then there must be the passion to conquer in your heart. There must be the passion to conquer in your mentality. There must be the passion to conquer in your feelings, in your will. The passion to conquer has to be there. Because the Lord Jesus Christ came to conquer. And He came to conquer all. He did not come to conquer some.
Other spies did not have that drive to conquer. They did not know the mission they were sent to. Their vision and their mission.
Whether they are conquered in submission to Him or they are conquered in subjugation, all knees must bow. You have a role to play in it. That's what we are saying. That mentality to conquer has to be built in our hearts and built in our minds. It differentiated Joshua and Caleb from the other spies. The other spies did not have that drive to conquer. They did not know the mission they were sent to. Their vision and their mission didn't unite together into passion and action. If it did, then they would have been like Caleb and Joshua. Caleb and Joshua said, "Look, these people may be giants. They may be giants. But the land is good. And if God be with us, the Lord will help us to overcome them. Look, the land is flowing with milk and honey. These giants are bred for us. They are bred for us. Let's go on immediately and take the land. Brethren, you pull down strongholds in the name of Jesus Christ. You will pull down strongholds in the name of Jesus Christ. But it has to start with that passion to conquer. If this sentence touches your heart and becomes your vision, the passion to conquer has to take control of your heart. I tell people, a vision doesn't mean anything to a man until it is written with blood and with fire. It is written with fire because it's burning in your bones. It's written fire because it's burning in your heart. It's written with fire because it's burning in your mouth. And it's written with blood because you are ready to lay down your life for it. Whatever shame it will take, whatever pain it will take, whatever it will take, you have written the vision in blood, and therefore you are ready to lay down your life for it if it is necessary. If a man doesn't get to that point with a vision, he doesn't really have a vision. All knees must bow is a vision. All knees must bow. The more I prayed about it, the more I felt overwhelmed. The more it took over my heart, the more it broke me down. All knees must bow. And I say it again, whether we like it or not, whether the world likes it or not, whether the devil likes it or not, it doesn't matter who likes it, it doesn't matter who does not like it, it has come out of the mouth of God, and what will happen? Please say it loud. What will happen? One more time. What will happen? All knees must bow. Without exception, all knees must bow. May the Lord remove every grasshopper heart and give us a lion heart. Because some run when nobody is pursuing. But the righteous are bold as the lion, like Joshua and Caleb. The Lord give us the heart.
Jesus Christ. One of the key things, scroll number 6, is what I call the word for sanctification. Why this came to my heart was because from my studies of people that God used in extreme manners, there's a way they viewed sanctification. There's a way they viewed the holiness. They called it by different names, but they were saying the same thing. Someone like Ethan Roberts that asked God for 100,000 souls and God gave him wings, the whole of wings. He said it implied absolute surrender. But when you come to the point that you surrender absolutely to God, that God could do anything with your life. I read about John Wesley that God used to establish the Methodist Church. John Wesley said that that experience is called perfect love. That you come to the point that what rules your heart is love. What rules your thought and your action is love. And a number of other great men of God that I know, like Charles Finney, that their devotee, they call it entire sanctification. And that when you experience entire sanctification, that's exactly everything that God will withhold.
of Jesus Christ.
Second one is the war against.
Connected.
Beautiful as pure gold, everything was quiet and still. The splendor has
it is primarily because of function. It is not for fame. So anything that generates double mind, that generates fear, anything that makes you feel, yes, this is taking me to where my benefits will increase, my pay will increase, please kill that idea. God is calling you to war. He's calling you to force. I remember when I was a soldier, one of the days they made us to walk on barefoot under the hot sun for between 5 and 10 miles. And when we got back, the commanding officer told us, he said, we did this for your survival. He said, because you may get to the war front and you might have to do this to survive. That is why you have passed through this training. All the training you have passed through to come to this point is not in vain. It is not for higher pay. It's not. It's for you to be effective and accomplish all that God created you for. Everything in the mind of God for you is what God wants you to accomplish. And whatever it takes to do it, receive the grace for it in the name of Jesus Christ. All knees must bow. And I must contribute to it. All knees must bow, and you must contribute to it. We receive that grace in the name of Jesus Christ. Effective and accomplish.
And there was nothing. Almighty God help you and grant you personal access to his nature, personal access to his power.
You have to own your responsibility. Own your responsibility. God can take you and make you to be doing whatever he wants you to do, whether you like it or not. But that's not how we were created. We're not created as robots. We are not zombies. We are moral agents who have the right of choice. We make up our minds what we want to do.
And God will see you making your choice. He will be there and be watching you. When you make your choice, you also choose the consequences. So you have a responsibility to this statement. All knees must bow. Please, can you say it again? All knees must bow. Please say it loud. All knees must bow. You have a responsibility in it. You have a role. We'll just look at a few of them. In your scroll, number one, the minister who lacks the passion to conquer cannot grow beyond the mediocre. The minister who lacks the passion to conquer cannot grow beyond the mediocre. He cannot become a spiritual general. He might as well remain a recruit, maybe a private. Maybe if he advances too much, a lance corporal. The minister who lacks the passion to conquer cannot grow beyond the mediocre. Your mentality affects your spiritual productivity. The Bible says, let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. That means it's a possibility for us to have the same kind of mentality. If that statement is real to you, that all knees must bow, then there must be the passion to conquer in your heart. There must be the passion to conquer in your mentality. There must be the passion to conquer in your feelings, in your will. The passion to conquer has to be there. Because the Lord Jesus Christ came to conquer. And he came to conquer all. He did not come to conquer some. The other spies did not have that drive to conquer. They did not know the mission they were sent to. Their vision and their mission. Whether they are conquered in submission to him or they are conquered in subjugation. All knees must bow. You have a role to play in it. That's what we are saying. That mentality to conquer has to be built in our hearts and built in our minds. It differentiated Joshua and Caleb from the other spies. The other spies did not have that drive to conquer. They did not know the mission they were sent to. Their vision and their mission didn't unite together into passion and action. If it did, then they would have been like Caleb and Joshua. Caleb and Joshua said, look, these people may be giants. They may be giants, but the land is good. And if God be with us, the Lord will help us to overcome them. Look, the land is flowing with milk and honey. These giants are bread for us. They are bread for us. Let's go on immediately and take the land. Brethren, you will down strongholds in the name of Jesus Christ. You will pull down strongholds in the name of Jesus Christ. But it has to start with that passion to conquer. If this sentence touches your heart and becomes your vision, the passion to conquer has to take control of your heart. I tell people, a vision doesn't mean anything to a man until it is written with blood and with fire. It is written with fire because it's burning in your bones. It's written fire because it's burning in your heart. It's written with fire because it's burning in your mouth. And it's written with blood because you are ready to lay down your life for it. Whatever shame it will take, whatever pain it will take, whatever it will take, you have written the vision in blood, and therefore you are ready to lay down your life for it if it is necessary. If a man doesn't get to that point with a vision, he doesn't really have a vision. All knees must bow is a vision. All knees must bow. The more I prayed about it, the more I felt overwhelmed. The more it took over my heart. The more it broke me down. All knees must bow. And I say it again, whether we like it or not, whether the world likes it or not, whether the devil likes it or not, it doesn't matter who likes it, it doesn't matter who does not like it, it has come out of the mouth of God, and what will happen? Please say it loud. What will happen? One more time. What will happen? All knees must bow without exception. All knees must bow. May the Lord remove every grasshopper heart and give us the lion heart. Because some run when nobody is pursuing.
But the righteous are bold as the lion, like Joshua and Caleb. The Lord give us the heart.
In the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says if you faint in the day of adversity, then your strength is small. We will not faint. We will not fall. The prayers that have been prayed for us will work in the name of Jesus Christ. We will mount up with wings as eagles. We will run and we will not be weary. We will walk and we will not faint in the name of Jesus Christ. One of the key things, scroll number 6, is what I call the war for sanctification. And why this came to my heart was because from my studies of people that God used in extreme manners, there's a way they viewed sanctification. There's a way they viewed holiness. They called it by different names, but they were saying the same thing. I remember someone like Ivan Roberts that asked God for 100,000 souls and God gave him Wales, the whole of Wales. He said it implied absolute surrender. That when you come to a point that you surrender absolutely to God, that God could do anything with your life. I read about John Wesley, that God used to establish the Methodist Church. John Wesley said that experience is called perfect love. That you come to a point that what rules your heart is love. What rules your thought and your action is love. And a number of other great men of God that I know, like Charles Finney, like Daddy Adeboye, they call it entire sanctification. And that when you experience entire sanctification, that there's hardly anything that God will withhold from you. We are saying all knees must bow, but what is your rule? How many will bow because of you? It is not agility. It is not ability. It is humility. It is whether we are ready to submit to God absolutely, that God will work out his own holiness in our lives. Carnality should be removed from our hearts. Intrigue, infighting, party spirit. Even if it's among the members, it shouldn't be amongst us as ministers. Absolute surrender, perfect love, entire sanctification. Brethren, I say it again. He that does not have a mind to conquer cannot go beyond the mediocre. The Lord grant you the heart to conquer. To conquer the flesh. To conquer self. To conquer whatever is enemy of holiness in the name of Jesus Christ. Second one is the war against satanic forces and worldliness. War against them. Scroll number 13. The satanic forces that render many people stubborn to God must be overthrown. They must be overthrown in the name of Jesus Christ. That means we need more access into the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. More access, because every knee must bow. One story comes to my mind. There's a village not far from Itoiki. They tried to plant churches there for 20 years. They couldn't plant any church. Various churches that went there closed down. In fact, they couldn't even take off until a young man went there. And when he got there, he prayed and prayed. After spending 3 months, no headway. Then he prayed and God gave him an idea. Because these satanic forces have to be overthrown. We are saying all knees must bow. But what is your role? How many knees will bow because of you? This young man went to the streams, various portions of the stream, and then also to the shrines, and prayed in tongues. Some of them he prayed for 5 hours. That whole day, that was the work he did, until he was tired in the night. He went and slept. Yeah. Brethren, that is satanic forces and robbers overthrown. We are saying all knees must bow. But what is your role? How many knees will bow because of you? This young man went to the streams, various portions of the stream, and then also to the shrines, and prayed in tongues. Some of them he prayed for 5 hours. That whole day, that was the work he did until he was tired in the night. He went and slept. Brethren, that night, armed robbers came to that village for the first and last time so far. And the only thing they stole was the 15 gods of that village. Nothing else. Armed robbers came and stole the gods of the village and exported the gods to Benin Republic. And immediately after that, the young man was able to plant the church. Can somebody shout hallelujah? There are spirits that make people stubborn, but all knees must bow. Whether they like it or not, they will bow. What role will you play? How many knees will bow because of you? Let me take the last one, which to me is one of the most important. What I call the warfare in the edification of the church is scroll number 14. The warfare in the edification of the church. The generals don't carry the gospel and just run into it. It is not the shepherd that gives birth to the sheep. It's the sheep. It's the other ranks. It's the army. The generals do the envisioning. They do the planning. They do the organizing. They make sure that the people, the supplies are given. And then that the people are as safe as possible, even though they have been sent to sacrifice their lives. But the generals try to make sure they are safe as possible. And that's your role as deacons and deaconesses. There are people you have to coordinate. There are people you have to help so that they can do what God has sent us to do. Since Daddy has been talking about churches doubling, 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 double your parish, double your parish, double your parish. All knees must bow, whether we like it or not. But what is your role? Your parish will double. The easiest way your parish will double is by the members. And I want to plead with you, when your members focus on converts, rather than what we call church jealousy, looking for people who belong to other churches, when you bring them, even if they don't go back to their churches, a number of them will come and give you problems. There are many unbelievers there. Let's mobilize our people to go there and bring the unbelievers to Christ and bring them to church. Let's edify the church. Let's tell the church that the kingdom of God suffered violence and the violent take it by force. Let's tell the members that everyone has a role to play because all knees must bow as a matter of must. According to the word of God, all knees must bow. And I want to play a major role in it. And God wants you to play a major role in it. And may the Lord Almighty help us in the name of Jesus Christ. In conclusion, there's what I call your exponential possibilities. That is the extreme, the highest point of what you can achieve, the highest level of what you can achieve. Paul, in writing to the Colossians, he was talking about Jesus. He said, whom we preach, warning every man, teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus, in Colossians 1:28. And in the very next verse, he says, whereunto I labor, striving according to his power that worketh mightily within me. It is that working of the power of God within you that determines how far you can go. Because I want us to pray. You know the things that when you do them, the Almighty God works on your behalf. Why don't you form them into habits? There are certain things when you do them, God moves for you. Certain things when you do them, souls are turned to the Lord Jesus Christ. There are certain things when you do them, you experience miracles. Why don't you turn them into habits? Turn them into habits, because all knees must bow, and we want to be sure you are part of this move, part of this vision, part of this mission. All knees must bow. May the Lord do in you, through you, exceeding abundantly above all that you ask or think, according to the power that is at work in you. I want us to pray a prayer, and I want you to pray this prayer as an individual. As you rise, you will say, Father, Lord Almighty, give me my territory in the name of Jesus. Please pray this prayer. Father, give me my territory. If your territory is the whole world, then you ask for
that
the whole
you will
world.
Keep me from evil.
And God granted him that which he requested. Pray a prayer of faith now. Oh Lord, give me my territory. Let all knees bow in my territory, my jurisdiction. Give me my jurisdiction. All knees must bow. All knees must bow. Let all knees bow in my jurisdiction. Let all knees bow in my territory. Please talk to God. Talk to God with all your heart.
Let's pray a little more. Let's pray a little more. Let's pray a little more. Our time of dominion has finally come. There is that special grace being released upon us in this meeting. We must never remain the same. We are going out to take the land, to possess the land for the Lord. The harvest is plenty. We are the people that will make things happen. Oh Lord, empower me to make things happen. As I live here by this anointing, by this grace, by this ability, from you and you alone. And you alone. Let's pray, let's talk to the Lord. A little more, Lord, lay your hands upon me the more. I will not fail you, I will never disappoint you. Through me, let every knee bow. Let the whole world bow to Jesus. Let my community bow to Jesus. Let my city, my town, my village bow to Jesus. And let your name be glorified. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Please, a better amen. A louder amen. Amen. Almighty God, we say thank you for the word you have sent to us. We receive it with thanksgiving. And we receive the grace to be the doers. And we ask that as we live here and as we go, we conquer the land for you. We possess our possessions. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, this word will not go in vain. There shall be manifestation of your expectations. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. A loud.
You will suffer no loss.
GAP TV, RCCG Dubai TV channel.